in this deity form. And simultaneously, of course, that deity is not meant to be seen either as an idol. These are outfits. Also, I'll take the deities out. They travel with me in this case. The Gornikai. Often devotees ask about what type of deities, whether they can worship Jagannath, Radha Krishna, and so on. The general answer is worship Gornikai. You get maximum benefit, minimum risk. No risk. With everybody else, you get high risk and less benefit. I want to ask about that, I can explain that. And I have a little box with their clothes, and I travel with as many boxes as I want. They have quite a few clothes. This is more or less what puja entails. Just give me one flower, please. Over there. Yeah, a couple. So what you see here is an Achman cup, bell, a little cup which we throw out waters. Then this is for bathing. Here are flower petals which are used to represent items of offering or worship. In here I put chandan, which I can't put much of because I don't have much now. Chandan is sandalwood paste. And that goes in there, and that's part. And then a little bottle of oil, a couple of brushes, toothpaste. Now along with, and then here I have my arti, which means a little arti lamp, stick of incense, and flour. And this becomes the tray for making an offering, food offering. There are two main ingredients. Well, most important ingredient for home worship, because that's what we're all talking about, is cleanliness. Punctuality is also very important, but it should always be clean. So deity worship should be done in a clean state of mind. And cleanliness, first you do physical cleanliness by performing achman. So this is all in the, there's deity worship handbook. You can get that, and then there's both abbreviated and extended versions. And after doing Achman, then the babies are woken up. Of course, they're already awake. I just put them in the box. So there's a process of waking deities. Here's Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya. I'm not going to dress them and undress them, since that would be a little inconvenient for them, but I'll just explain what does happen. And there's also a towel, which is used for bathing. All right. If you have deities, who has deities at home? Okay. All the ladies in the main room. That's all right then. Most important ingredient for deity worship, aside from your own bhava or devotion, is tulsi leaves. So if you can also keep tulsi, then very important. And worship of Gornikai, you do primarily by chanting Hare Krishna. So if you say, I don't have too much time, what should I do? Then most important thing to do is have at least a 15-minute kirtan in front of them. And all these other things, such as bathing, dressing, offerings, arti, and so many things, those are really secondary. The first thing is to worship the kirtan. If you do some type of puja, then you should establish a certain standard. That may be that you do it every day, if you have lots of time. You do it once a week, you can do it once a Kadasi, once a month. And you can do to different degrees, different extent. If you're at home, then the attitude, more or less the attitude towards deities is that whatever you offer, in other words, by means of foodstuffs, you offer to them. So whatever you eat, you offer to them. They have their own plates and offering paraphernalia. Best is to have an altar. This is like a nice altar that we've set up over here. So if we can have actually a separate altar for the deities, that's good. If not, then a nice shelf will do. Obviously, the better you take care of them, the better they'll also take care of you. All right, so say this is your altar. You set up in front of the altar for doing puja. And this is a perfect communal or family activity. The advantage of having Gornitai deities, neither you have to be initiated, neither they have to be installed in order to be worshipped. And you can involve all members of the family. In other words, children can help in making, cutting up offerings, they can pick flowers, girls can help sew outfits for the deities, they can make garlands. These are the, it's something you can all do together, and at the end you can have a kirtan all together. I would warn against being overly attached to a high standard, since home worship is more for the, is to benefit the members of the family. And rather than, and benefit means to include them rather than exclude them. So the more inclusive the deity worship can be, overall, that'll be better for everybody's Krishna consciousness. All right, deities are there, so sometime in the morning, generally this should be done in the morning. If you can, 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. My puja is later. I go through the whole morning program, and after I finish morning program at the temple, then at 9 o'clock I do the deity worship, so as not to sort of exclude. And then worship goes, as I mentioned, there's Archman, and then offer the deities get undressed, you take their clothes off, garlands are taken off already the night before. Preferably deities should be laying down from the night, and then they're woken up, don't have them stand all night long. The method of worship here, you just imagine there's a little chandan over here, is offering a seating place. I'm not going to go through all the mantras, you can, they're all available in the book. Idamasanam kringoraima, svatkankuri kringoraima. Idamasanam kringoraima, svatkankuri kringoraima, svatkankuri kringoraima, svatkankuri kringoraima, svatkankuri kringoraima. Deities are offered a sitting place. I also have shalagram shilas that also go in the bowl. Once you may have some preliminary prayers, like for instance, worship of spiritual master, offering of flowers, and mantra, namasishtam manamapsashputramatrasurupam rumpapuzagjam rupurimathing gurushtalathing, rara kundam girimurarikamarvasam prakrasukrasi gurupandatosim hegrudyanginimandusam lakakunaksindu, Vrindavana-sanhita-vatara-sirvara-panat-pachara hegru-gandhi-nandu-vipsara-nandu-devak-shavrari-tatvarari-hilak-shavrari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatvarari-tatv place. And now, types of worship vary according to standard. My worship is very simple. Offer five articles, Aryam, Padyam, Madhuparka. These are different types of, like when you get up in the morning, things for bathing, washing the face, washing the feet, washing the mouth, and so on, as well as something sweet to taste. So, for instance, etat padyam, offered to the feet, foot washing. Kringorayama, etat padyam, 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 kringorayama. And then to wash the hands, idam aryam kringorayama, idam aryam kringorayama. So I finish offering these five things, then offer oil. So you massage the deities with oil. If you have, like my deities are wooden and what is painted, oil will just take the paint off. So then you do, the option is to do it just through meditation. And if they're the Shilas, then I will also offer to them. And that becomes the offering of oil to the deities. Then having given them a sitting place, received them, massage them with oil. Oil is like soap, just like we bathe with soap, so it's also soap. Then you actually bathe them. While bathing, then put some tosi leaves into the water, and then first bathe Prabhupada. And then, now this is the small version. If you have it, then you'd have another cup. And from there, or better even still, through a conch shell, you breathe, singing Chintamani Prasad Mishakal Pudiksha, Lakshavadesha Shurabira Dukariyantam, Lakshmi Shahashishat Shambhra Vasayivananam, Govindanadi Purushantam, Hamadjani. You're meditating with Lord Chaitanya sitting here, Lord Nityananda sitting there, Alola Chandra Prasad Vanamari Vansi Ravnagaranta Nakir Kalavilasham, Shama Tivanga Lalitanya Tapakasham, Govindanadi Purushantam, Hamadjani. Fine. Then they've been bathed. Then with a nice cloth, you massage them dry. Right now they'd be completely undressed, and you massage them dry along with Srila Prabhupada. And if there's any other deities involved, and then you dress them. So you put on the clothes, you put on the ornaments. If you can make small lids like this, then you put those on. You put garlands, flower garlands. Flowers are important. If you can make flower garlands, that's nice. If for some reason you can't, you can get, when you're in India, I don't know if they're available here in the West, but you can get silk garlands. I travel with these silk garlands. So sometimes I'm in a place where I don't have anyone to make garlands. I don't have time to make them myself. Or just put the silk garlands, and you just reuse them. Unlike the flower garlands, you only use once, these you can just constantly reuse. And after having dressed the deities, then you make an offering. So if you're at home, for instance, while one person may be doing the puja like this, say the husband is doing the puja, the wife can be making the offering. And that offering is as simple or as elaborate as you want. The best thing is it's something which is done easily. Sometimes the devotees do very elaborate, or they do puja more elaborate than they're able to maintain. If you can't maintain it, then do what you can maintain. That's the most important. I'm using this because, remember, this is my micro kit, but better if you have a nice plate, special plate that's for the deities. And then at least you offer some fruits, dry fruits, different types of nuts to the deities. As I mentioned, if you also have your breakfast, then you offer your breakfast as well. And then this has gone to this side. Deities have been dressed. I use this brush to smooth their hair. And then you make the offering to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, together. And there's a process for making offering once again. If you can offer tulsi leaf at the end, then at the end of the offering, then once again, you offer achman. In other words, it's a mouthwash after a meal. Now, in elaborate worship or temple worship, all of these things like achman or madhvaka, they're actually different substances. Here, the whole idea of puja is that you have to incorporate a certain degree of meditation. So whereas you're just taking the one object from this little cup, you're actually imagining that this is, for instance, yogurt or rose water or other different substances that are being there. If you study the handbook manual, then it explains that. But the idea is that it need not be excessively complex. Then offerings finished, achman's done, and then last thing is arti. So then offer at least these things, incense, lamp, flower, and offer arti to deities with all of these. And then clean everything up. Cleanliness, most important thing. And that makes for a simple worship, simple puja. What happens if you're not at home? Two things. One is you put the deities to sleep. With Gornita you can do that. The other is you take them with you. Both are an option. Best type of deities are brass deities, or what are known as Ashtadatta. They're made of 8 metals or 7 other metals mixed with brass. Very strong, and then nothing happens. Even if children are playing in the house, knock over the deities, and we'll be all right. So you don't have to worry. Let me stop there, see if anyone has any questions this far.
Yes. You mentioned that you offer tulsi.
Yes.
Well,
there's Krishna.
Well, I know Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but I just thought you only offered to Krishna
the day. All Vishnu Tattva deities can be offered. And, but not to Srimati Radharani or not to, to Vishnu Tattva. Yes, Vishnu Tattva. And yes, he just probably fell off upstairs.
Question. You're saying to clarify that best is to have Prabhupada going at night. Yes. Guru Parampara, presumably,
yes.
And in what order would you offer the articles? I.e., Prabhupada first.
No. A standard of offering is to offer to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Prabhupada. Although when we, in Disha, I mean, when we joined, even Prabhupada taught us differently, but then he told us we should go and find out. What Srila Prabhupada taught us was the system of approaching, and then what he indicated we should follow from others is sort of the standard procedure, which is that first you get permission of Guru, but then everything goes to Krishna, and then to all subsequently descending orders of either Vishnu Tattva or other deities. Well, if you're worshipping them equally, then Jagannath. If sometimes people have, devotees may have, you may have, for instance, many deities in an altar, but then some deities may be your Ishta, your main deity. So then you would offer to them. Mm-hmm. But if you're worshipping all deities equally, then you go by the hierarchy.
Okay. So it's okay to have several deities on your website, but effectively just to be offering to your Krishna deity.
Yes, you have to consider how you want to worship. The standard of puja should always be clear, it shouldn't be hazy. And in one sense, it's best written down, especially, you know, if it's going to be passed on to other family members in the future, so that it's standardized. You can do many things, but it should just be clear what's happening and why. More or less, it's a contract with a deity.
At home, I used to offer, I was given some tulsi leaves, dry tulsi leaves. Is that okay to offer
those? Yes. Tulsi in any condition is good. If you don't have tulsi plant, but you can get a whole bunch of tulsi leaves from someone, maybe a month's supply, even if they dry up, they're all right. And if you don't have tulsi leaves, then you can just get a tulsi twig. And just by touching the tulsi twig to things, then that's also good. It depends on you, once again. You can make a completely separate bed for them to sleep on, or you can just put a little mattress out on the altar where they're sleeping and lay them on top of that. There's no limit to what you can do, but you should maintain it nicely. It should be maintainable. Toothbrush is for when I have shalagrams. Shalagrams have chandan on, it dries. So in order to get it off the next day, we have to take it off.
Okay.
Either one, whatever's available. Whichever's available.
If you have a picture of
you need to establish, it depends. You may, strictly speaking, it would be better to offer to Radha Krishna first. Gornitai, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, and like that. If you want to worship picture, you may not necessarily be worshiping. If the pictures are worshipable, that's one thing. If they're there as just an impetus for devotion, then it's something else. Then you may not worship them. You may just, they may be on the altar, but you're only worshiping the deity. So it once again depends upon your bhava, your mood, and what you're having, but then you have to make sure that you're not doing one thing and someone else in the family is doing something else, but everyone's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And you agreed on why everybody's there on the altar.
Like when we offer is the first day of the Ladabhukulanda, then the Gopal, then Sitarama Chandra's picture, then Gochaganapandu Sivaramana, then Gornita, then Panchtapandu.
No, the order will be Radha Gokul Nanda, Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, Gornitai, Sitaram Lakshman, Hanuman. Or after Gornitai, say Gopal, then Sitaram Lakshman, Hanuman, and then Guru Pankara.
Okay.
Yes,
the temple,
Lester, the deities are there. Well, Gauranga Sundar's personal deities, they're not really the temple deity. They're his deity on the altar. I don't know, you have to talk to him what his standard. Strictly speaking, Giriraj should only be worshipped by Brahmanas. Brahmanas or Vrijvasis, one of the two. And I don't know what, it's something that you need to understand. What is his plan? What is his mood with the devotees? And who else is there?
Panchapati.
Is no problem. Whose is that?
It's just an error.
I don't know. Nrisimha Deva is very heavy deity to worship. Yeah, in particular, Nrisimha Deva, well, you saw what he does to Hiranyakashipu. But he's particularly for Lakshmi Nrisimha is all right. Vlad Nrisimha is more, he's more angry, and he's very good for sannyasis because he takes everything away. But that may not be what Grihastas want. So, particularly, Ugra Nrisimha, like in Mayapur, Prahlad Nrisimha is only worshipped by brahmacharis and no one, not even men, not even only Grihastha men worship him. So Lakshmi Nrisimha is all right then. Because then Nrisimha Deva is with Lakshmiji, so he's in a different mood. No. For them, nothing is in the class. But you have to think how you'd like this place standing in your pajamas or anything. So if you're dealing with them as people, which is what they are, then it's not a difficult thing. You make, you know, I don't have, but you just make here. But you just make a little cushion, you know, a bigger size cushion where they can lay on. And it's the more we treat them as people, the less they become deities and the more they become going thai.
Families worshiping.
Yes.
We could make instructions, but that in a mood we cannot change the children to have the worship of which all and go up and down. And it varies from time to time.
No, but there should be, the deity should be worshipped according to a certain standard. It's not rigid like in the temple, but for at home, at least it should be established that, well, this is how we're going to offer, this is the mood we're going to worship in, this is the priority the deities are going to be worshipped in, like for Arti and so on. It's good to have that. Then you're going to say, well, what happens if my son comes and he has a completely different mood? Then I would say, try to teach him the mood, say this is what we do. And if he's really attached and it's a good spiritual sentiment, then you can still let him do it. In a temple you couldn't do that. But at home you could. But the framework we should try to keep, that there's a framework of a standard. So it doesn't become complete, in other words, it can't be just whimsy. Everyone just dreams up whatever they want.
In the ashram, there's somebody worshiping Lord Nrisimha. I don't think it's instilled deity or anything like that. But what is the situation? Because I feel very uncomfortable with...
A deity or one of these statues?
Yeah, well, sitting down on the seat. Yeah.
No, he's a deity or yeah. One of these plaster statues?
No, it's not. It's the...
That should be... In the ashram, that should be under the jurisdiction of the temple president, temple commander, who should do what type of puja, and what should really be worshipped. We have to be conscious that different deities, regardless of your mood, different deities expect different things. So Radha Krishna, you have to have regular offerings. They have to be worshipped by initiated Brahmins under the direction of Guru. And it's It's sort of the most demanding standard of worship. Jagannath is almost like that. Nrisimhadeva, as I mentioned, Nrisimhadeva is he's a very very demanding and active deity, and particularly he's worshipped for becoming free from all passionate and unfavorable qualities, and he affects all means in order to get that. In other words, like you're in the path, means you lose your body, you lose your family, you lose your home, you lose your possessions, you lose everything. So it's not particularly the type of thing that you may want to be doing in an ashram or even in the home. The Gornikai, there are no offenses. There are no offenses. There's no minimum standard that you can do. So much that Srila Prabhupada, he wanted us to sell Gornikai deities on the street to karmis. And, huh? That's why you should. You need to think a lot before starting something. If you start up worship and then you give the deity away and the deity is not well treated, then the reaction continues to come back on you. You can't just get rid of them by sending them away. So once Prabhupada was in Mayapur, and when they were doing Food for Life, prasadam distribution, there were sort of many people coming and eating or something. Anyway, Prabhupada pointed, he says, you know why they are like this? He says, no, he said, because they did not make proper arrangement for their deities in their last life. Therefore, they now have to come back and go hungry. So you have to consider that it's serious business. You know, Lord says, well, I went to Puri, I got inspired, I got prepared Jagannath deities, or it was Krishna's arrangement, someone stuck a Shalagram Shila in my hand. So these have very, very serious consequences. Shastra states one can even fall down from Vaikuntha if the deities that you've given to your successors aren't properly taken care of. So it is serious business. But with Gornikai, you don't run this risk. And, as I mentioned, you get maximum benefit. As far as what to do, you can put him to sleep. And you have to be attentive. If he doesn't like his situation, he may let you know. But we should be very careful before starting, because deity worship is a thing, you can't start it and stop it. You can stop it, but it's a serious thing to stop deity worship.
Do you have to be installed?
Well, that's another question. What's an installed deity? What's an uninstalled deity? This is Vidhi. If Krishna's Krishna, he's as much Krishna when he's installed and as much Krishna when he's uninstalled. The difference is that if we're not very advanced, we think something happens during the ceremony. But he's always the same. But the particular, so what installation means, as I mentioned, it means in one sense having a certain standard of worship. Uninstalled deities, you can't have uninstalled. The only deities you can worship which aren't installed are going to God. Other deities, you just don't, it's meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. No, they have to be the right substance. Otherwise, again, not worshipable. That's why I use this term statues when Peter mentioned this thing. You know, there's these Nrisimhadevas that are made of plaster and so on. But those aren't deities. You can't worship those. Neither are they meant to be knickknacks to sit on a shelf. So they're actually not proper. They shouldn't be used. They shouldn't be made to start with.
Can you explain the
wood, brass, lekha, mai. There's eight things: wood, brass, marble or stone, jewel, these type of things. They can be made in, you can worship the deity in your mind. But they should be durable substances, substances which last.
Maharaj said earlier that when you go out, I don't even think you don't have to sleep over, you take the deities with you. It's like we don't take all the deities with us.
Say you go for a holiday for 2 weeks, you leave all the deities at home. Mm. And you take a picture with you,
yeah.
And you do the puja for the picture.
Mm. Now, coming back to those deities made of different material, we could, for example, in Brahmacharya Ashram, small Jagannath Subhadra Balagar made of wood, and it's sort of on the top of a window or somewhere on the book cupboard covered with dust. It's just there as a
decoration. No, it's God. You have to deal with Him like God. There's a minimum standard. There may be many standards for dealing with Him like God, but it has to be worshipped as God. You can't just, he's not like a, you know, these, I don't know, Goofy or Donald Duck or something, you stick him on the shelf. There's a, they're God, and they have to be respected as such. There may be many ways of doing that, but it has to be done like that.
And to what extent does it regard different pictures and photographs of the deities?
Photograph is a different category. It's also God, but it's God in a different form, and He has different expectations in a photograph. You can get the same benefit. There are huge big temples in India where they only have just photos. So you can go to the same place with a photo, because Abhinatman Namanam, you know, there's no difference between the form. That's a two-dimensional form, this is a three-dimensional form. Krishna has unlimited dimensions, so it's meaningless. It's not that He's any more Krishna because He's three-dimensional than He's two. You're restricted by what you can do, is that you can't dress the deity as much. You can do the worship, you can have the same devotion. On the other hand, the standard is lower. There's not the same type of demand. You can have pictures on the wall, you don't have to worship them. But you can't have deities on the wall without worshiping them. So you can have pictures without being worshipped. But, for instance, when changing, you should be conscious that you're in front of God. Therefore, you can't be disrobed or in some improper attire. You can't, and when you're before deities, you should, for instance, pictures, you should think, well, I can't raise my voice, I can't argue here, I have to be peaceful. Once again, I'm before Krishna. So lower requirement, lower expectations. But just as much Krishna, He just doesn't expect as much in that form. No, Gornikaya after all.
Oh, and then Siddhartha. And there's
why after Gornikaya? Because Gornikaya is Lord Krishna. And Lord Ram is Narayan. So in Takva, they're subordinate to Gornikaya. I don't know, what do you do with the man? I have to understand the psychology behind it.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather go for the monks than go on the trains?
Well, I was doing it.
The Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna. Although he's Radha Krishna in the mood of devotee, but still on altar we worship him. You give him grains on a pedestal?
No. Not for Shiva,
but if you really insist on worshiping him as Gaur Bhakta, then you could do it like that, but then everyone has to do it. It can't be something, one thing, something, the other. Chaitanya Kaman Prabhupada can say they're malleable, but you can't make them busy.
What's the standard for worshiping Prabhupada Murthy?
Standard for worshiping Prabhupada Murthy? Prabhupada said like his picture. Prabhupada said it was more like just a three-dimensional picture. So, not like a deity of God. Like a deity of a devotee. And Srila Prabhupada, well, for instance, that was on Vyasa-san. On altar, it may be different. Altar, he wanted us to worship like a picture. On Vyasa-san, on altar, you worship by making offering. You give the deities prasadam to him. You offer the prasadam. And if you have a soul lone deity, I probably suspect you should worship him like you worship him on a Vyasa-san. Offer arti and...
No,
prayer should be offered. Part of archana is while offering all of these items, you offer prayers. And there are always prayers. If you look at the archana padati, there are constantly different types of prayers that you offer along with
these.
Bread.
Yes.
Two. Yeah, whatever you eat, you offer to them. That's home standard. Not something you buy. You make it yourself.
With yeast. With yeast. Is it okay?
With yeast, without yeast. Whatever you eat, you offer to them.
I've got a copy of the letter where Srila Prabhupada advises not to offer products with yeast in.
Yes, but that's particularly doing on altar, in the temple. So at home you didn't, Prabhupada wouldn't let you offer pasta in the temple either, but you eat it at home. So then offer, because the important thing is that you eat prasadam. And it's a little different. That's why even though at home, we worship deity, still we come to the temple and appreciate the standard there because it's a different standard. And it is very nice for everyone to have at least a picture of the local presiding deity nearby temple, Radhagopunanda or Radhalanishwara or like that. Gornataya the highest. But in this day and age, we don't have qualification to worship Radha Krishna or Sitaram or Nrisimhadev or Jagannath. This is all a joke. To actually think that we're even worshiping them. If we worship them, then Gornataya are still there invisibly because it's only by their grace that we can approach or worship anybody. So they have no qualification to carry different things. So Lord Chaitanya is the avatar incarnation for Kali Yuga. And he's everybody. He's Sitaram Lakshman, he's Radha Krishna, he's Jagannath, he's everybody. But he's coming in the form where even Jagaya Madaya, Kvete, Murise, Krishna, even the Jagayas and Madayas, like we can worship him. So we should not, yes, devotees, worshipping Radha and Krishna and Jagannath is not a matter of having deities. It's a matter of having the bhava, or having that love. That, if we get it, when we get it, we will get it, but when we get it, we can only get it by Lord Chaitanya. So if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, there Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says very, very heavy things. And when he says someone who worships Krishna and doesn't worship Lord Chaitanya goes to hell. Because he says a demon. Someone who worships Krishna and yet ignores Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we need to see what is actually the real achar, what the real process is, and especially what our acharyas have done. So Radha and Krishna will be the form Lord Chaitanya will take when you achieve perfection by worshipping him. You don't need Radha Krishna. When you worship Lord Chaitanya properly, he'll turn into Radha Krishna. It's preferable to get guidance and direction, but once again, with Gornitai, not necessary. With others, yes, you just can't take it on yourself to just start worship. And you can't even do it, for instance, Radha Krishna so without being initiated. With Gornitai, you can take the initiative, you don't need to ask. They've already come. That's sort of the standing order in the standing age anyone can worship.
If you've got deities, for example, who can give you gifts, help sit on the Kumanima, any plaster, and the poem of the altar would actually worship, is that okay?
They're not so good. Because they're plastic, so they're breakable, they're damageable, and when deities damage, then the tendency is not to regard them with the same type of devotion, or you think, well, now it's become defective. That's why for that purpose of non-worshipping deities, better is to have pictures. And this is what, I know this always happens a lot with Indian families, people give you deities. And it's like obvious some kind of deity with depository. You're just coming left, right, and center. And these aren't deities, especially these plaster deities, and it's difficult to know what to do with them. In one sense, the best thing to do is before worship, before doing anything, is just one, just puts them in a box. It doesn't take responsibility for them. So I would say the function of a non-worship deity to inspire and invoke devotion on the altar is best served by a picture. Because if the picture gets damaged, then the video, you simply burn it and you put another one on. No problem. Because of the nature of the medium, it's sort of disposable. But the three-dimensional ones aren't really supposed to be disposable like that. So you shouldn't have to. If you already have it, yes, all right. You can do it. But in the future, best thing is when people ask you, say thank you, no thank you, they're not really bringing you. First of all, either they don't know what they're doing, or they're trying to offload a problem in the form of a gift, or by way of a gift.
Yeah, that happens quite often at the temple. We're getting sorts of paraphernalia there. It's actually like the symbol on, in brass or something like that. You know, it's been coming. and it's getting difficult. I got them there, but I don't know what to do with them.
You can just collect them. Ultimately, the temple serves that function. They can be collected. They can be, necessary later, they can be melted down into paraphernalia for the deities. Even if you get deities, and you don't know what they are, you can sell them in the shop. Or if they're these breakable and things, then then you just they can just be disposed of in a respectable way.
Yeah.
So part of the temple.
Yeah.
No, they'd have to be put into a box. No, you can't put them in incinerator. Incinerator is not a pure place.
Yeah.
If they're good, then maybe they can be burnt separately, or otherwise they can be placed in a river,
yeah,
taken to India, put in the Ganges. You can bury them in the earth.
Yeah.
In the earth.
Yeah.
You can have like a cemetery, deity cemetery, as long as it remains sacred.
Yeah.
Who?
If your parents.
No, who are the demigods?
It's Shivalings and Dedyupa, Mother of Bali.
Shivalingam, you can keep, but you just change the mode of worship. You're worshiping him as Vaishnava. And you offer the deities prasadam to him, just like he would to Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had him, then in puja, you would worship him before Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Vaishnava. And Devi, best is you just worship her as Yogamaya.
Mm-hmm.
Worship her like this, she's very dangerous, but she has the same form in Yogamaya,
mm-hmm,
and then she'll change and become very... If then there's other types of demigods, they can also be put away in a sacred place.
The
yantras are the same thing. They're just a figure form of Krishna. Here, these are just like they're sort of representative, like Krishna's name is through sound vibration, and those are through what's it called? Designs. But that's not sufficient. So, also have to be dealt with. Although their form of worship is more similar to a picture rather than to a deity. Which prayers for arti? Depends which arti you're doing. If you're doing Mangal Arti, then you sing like at the temple, samsara.
In
the morning? It's up to you.
So you can sing any?
No, establish what you're going to sing. You can sing any, but once you determine what you're going to sing, then keep singing that. If you want to sing samsara, you can sing Guru Vashtaka. But you should always chant Hare Krishna. Anything else we sort of,
Last question to you, we hear sometimes from Prabhupada in Ayatollah devotion where Prabhupada says that the devotee should actually worship Ganapati because he removes obstacles on the path of devotion. Do you have any comment to make about the worship of Ganapati in the Ravi
Prabhupada? That's maybe he said it one or two places. When devotees asked Prabhupada about that, he wasn't inclined. Now there are recommendations in Hari Bhakti Vilas and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about worship of demigods. And often these recommendations are done not for Shuddha Bhaktas, but for materialistic devotees. In any case, we all worship Nrisimha Dev.
Mm-hmm.
So how does Brahma Samhita go? Yatpada Paravam, Yatpada Parava Vidayam, Vidaya Kumbad, Vandi, Vidana Samirana, Sudanan, Vidaja, Vidnam, Nihantam, and Vasa Jagatrayasya. So he says that, there he says, Ganapati, he gets power by keeping his on his head, he's keeping the feet of the Lord. Bhakti Santa Sarasvati Thakur says that this is Nrisimhadev, who Ganapati keeps. That's how he gets the power to remove the obstacles. So therefore, we go directly to Nrisimhadev, and we're getting it without the risk of, we may not misunderstand, and Ganapati is a great devotee, so no problem. But still, especially in England, you know, people have so many misconceptions about demigod worship. Best is that for the sake of preaching, we not do it. They just can't understand. That's why, and that's why Prabhupada was, practically speaking, just so relentless on demigod worship. In many, many temples, I mean, go to Vrindavan, Mayapur. In Mayapur, you see more deities of Lord Shiva than of Lord Chaitanya. But you know, people nowadays just misconstrue, they don't understand. And we have nothing against Lord Shiva. We worship, we love Lord Shiva because he's a Vaishnava. But they don't worship him like that. They'll just misuse it. Alright. And I guess that's... Huh?
We'll be changing in a few minutes. We can change. We can start next one in a few minutes.
15 minutes. Okay, I'll go. And then, after everything's finished, then cleaning away. Paraphernalia should be deities, everything should be... And then you should learn how to dispose of things. Flower petals, water should be drunk as Charanamrita. Flower petals and things, there should be what's called sacred throw-up. It doesn't go into the garbage, it's a separate disposal unit, maybe just a garbage bag or a box. And then that goes, either it's buried into the ground, it's burnt separately, it's disposed of in a fast-moving river, not too many of them, okay? Best is buried in the ground. Perhaps in the corner of the yard, and you just put it there. In other words, it's, even though something is already thrown out from the deity, it's sacred, so you shouldn't mix anything of the deity with garbage, like wasted foodstuffs or who knows what things. So this will mean same thing, old garlands and disposed of things used by the deities. The more we respect those things to be in them, in connection with Krishna, the more our consciousness will grow. And read 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj's Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Shloka Prabhupada says that if Grihasthas do not worship deities, they will fall down from Krishna consciousness. They must worship. Not either you have deities at home, or you come to the temple and do puja. But although it's not the Yuga Dharma, the Yuga Dharma is Harinam Sankirtan, but unless you chant offenselessly, you cannot bridge the gap between our present conditioned state and the liberated state without going through major obstacles which may prove to be serious stumbling blocks. Therefore, deity worship, which is there for anyone, Pancha Triki system, this is not Vedic deity worship we're doing, but Pancha Triki worship. So this Pancha Triki system, this very much helps us to purify the heart, to relate to and conceive of Krishna, who now we chant his name, so it's all in the form of sound. And because we're chanting offensively, when we say Krishna, we don't see Krishna's three-dimensional form before us. So it's still a name that we see as being different from him. But by associating with Krishna's deity form, it encourages us, implants within us the inspiration of Krishna's personal form, his personality. And it also helps us in the sense that chanting Hare Krishna is meant to invoke remembrance of Krishna and remembrance of Krishna's form and pastimes. But when we don't chant very well, then that doesn't happen so easily. The Prabhupada says when you worship the deity, it creates an image in your mind, and that greatly assists along with the chanting. So it's to everybody's benefit. Hare Krishna. Das ist der Nachmittag, Hare Krishna. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Gopinandi.